Now, you know Letitia keeps it real with you, right? So as I ask the question, my first notion is to say, everyone knows the answer to the question is no. However, after more thought and asking the male me, my best friend, his opinion, I've come to the conclusion that, yes, there are times that it is okay to go back for just one night and have sex with your ex. Now, here's when. There's no batteries and the electricity's out. You're on a serious diet and chocolate and a pint of your favorite ice cream is out of the question. You've already had your limit of colon cleansers for the month. And you've cleaned your house, organized all your files, and helped at least two friends do the same. Okay, maybe these are pretty extreme situations, but you get my drift, right? I'm sure that there are a few people that can handle the emotional baggage that comes with slipping back into the familiar, even when you know that the road leads to a dead-end street. Now, I already know that there are those among us that will argue that it's only sex. And to that, I say, you're right. However, how many times have you had a sexual experience and walked away from it thinking, that was great, just what I needed? End of story. Probably not as many times as you've walked away thinking, why did I do that? What was I thinking? I can't believe I fell for that again. It's not just women that regret having sex with an ex. Men may enjoy the physical for the sake of what it is, but the regret sets in when and if they have a partner that takes the encounter and reads more into it. Then they are forced to be the bad guy because not everyone was on the same page. Or worse, they read more into it because every man knows that women only have sex when they care deeply for a man, so she must still care. Wrong. On a serious note, having a one-nighter with an ex might be okay when both parties understand that it is just a physical thing. That it's easier and safer than going to a bar and picking up someone new. That you know that the experience is going to be gratifying for the most part. You know, everyone knows what the other one is working with. And because you once had an emotional connection, there are probably still traces of that there. The key is in the communication. But with all the benefits that come with having a safe sexual encounter with your ex, there is always the B-side. You may both agree that this is all about the booty. However, the brain has a funny way of working. If you think it's okay to go back and indulge yourself for one, two, or a few nights with an ex, when does it stop? When will you honestly allow yourself the real chance of meeting the right person to give it a shot with? Think of it this way. While you're living for the moment with someone that you already know is not going to be a permanent part of your future, what is your future doing? How many times have we found the right one and thought, I wish I'd met you earlier? You couldn't. You were still in bed with your ex.